All right, let's get started. Okay, so what I really want to do is the Ramban. Meaning, like, it's not like four Rambans, and it's not the Ramban and something else. Although there's something else on the back of the sheet. But it's really just the Ramban talking. So there's a Ramban about Shabbos, right? The Ramban is very long, and the Ramban has different components. And I've talked about other components in the past, about, he talks about Zachar and Shamar and Ava and Yira, but we're not talking about that now. Asi dafalos ase. But this Ramban is just... Yeah, straightforward. So he says it's really the beginning of the piece in Chaf, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches, and then we're going to jump to, like, I don't know, halfway through, two-thirds of the way through. So he says the first couple lines, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekach, we have the Aseret HaDibros. Achar Shetziva Shenamin Bashem HaMiyuchad Reinoch Yashem Lokecha Yisparach Shu Nimtza. But we were, there are more, no? There's more here.
Yeah, there's more here.
We got plenty. Okay, one sheet. Unless... Hubie, that's the original. I'm sorry. Hubie, you have the. Is that double sided? No. So here. There you go.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Okay.
Blown away.
Yeah. Huabore shuanimse huabore huamevin vayachov. Okay, so Ayin Shem in the Ramban in the parts on Nochei Hashem Elokecha Shotisicha, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. He's the creator. He understands. He's aware of what goes on in our world. Hayachol. All capable. V'sheniyached ha'emuna b'chol eleh v'akavodo levado. Everything that we believe in and everything that we think is worthy of honor should be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tziva shenechabed zecher shmo. Tziva shenaseh b'zeh siman v'zikaron. Now he said we should remember this, Hashem's glory, Hashem's power, and therefore he said make this sign. Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadosho, says the Ramban, is flowing from the Dibros about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And to remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to then have Shabbos, which is an interesting way of thinking about it. I know that we often think about it that way. Shabbos is somehow focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, koach, etc. So now I'm skipping. So for those of you who are looking in your Rambans, I'm skipping a lot. Kasav Rashi, Beperush, Zachar, Zachar. I don't even know. I'm not sure. I know what it looks like in my Ramban. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's its own paragraph. Okay. Because of Rashi, the Perush Zachar, Rashi explains, what does it mean, Zachar? Tnu lev liskor tamid es yom HaShabbos. You should be aware, focusing on Shabbos. She'im nizdamein lo chelek yafeh yehei mazmino l'Shabbos. If you're in the markets, you see a good piece of meat, you see a good wine, a good cake, whatever each is own. So you should say, I'm going to save this for Shabbos. V'zu b'raisa yishe shenuyim v'mechilta kach. And this is, Rashi's basing himself on a mechilta, on a medrash, on a b'raisa of Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garun. Omer, Zachar es yom HaShabbos l'kadsho, shetei zochreyu me'echad b'Shabbos. So it says in this medrash, we should remember Shabbos from Sunday. Hashem nizdamin lo'acha chifetz yafeh. Tim maskino l'Shabbos. You see something good, like, let's save this for Shabbos. Ava b'lashen yachid shenuyah. But l'chora, this Rabbi Elazar ben Hananya that Rashi is quoting is a das yachid. It's not accepted l'halacha. Shebi Gemara, Amru, it says in the Gemara in Beitza, Tanya, Amru alav al Shamei hazakein kol yomav haya ochel lichvot Shabbos. Shamei hazakein, every single day he would eat lichvot Shabbos. What does that mean? It sounds like a Hasidish idea, but it's not exactly what it means. Keitzad matzah beheima nae, Amru teizu lichvot Shabbos. He would see an animal and say, this animal, just like Rabbi Elazar ben Hananya in the Braisa, this animal should be for Shabbos. L'machar matzah acheres nahim. I don't think it means like every single week this happened. But if it happened to be, the next day is like, you know what? This is an even better animal. So miniach hashniyah, he would leave the second one. Vochas harishon, like, this one that it has the kedusha Shabbos in it, I'll eat that one now because I don't need it anymore. I have a better one for Shabbos. Meaning every single day he would eat lechvot Shabbos. Meaning if he would find something even better, he would set aside the nicer one for Shabbos, and whatever he had earlier, he'd eat then. Aval hilul hazaken, which lechora hilul hazaken, the halacha is going to be like him. Mida acheres haisabo. He had a different approach. Called Ma'isav Hayud L'Shem Shemaim. Everything he did was L'Shem Shemaim. I think the idea, as we'll see in the Hamshech, means he had so much bitachon in Hashem that Hashem will help me do the things L'Shem Shemaim. Now, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Ya'meis Lanu. We should bless Hashem every day. Then Namihachi B'Shami Omrim, meaning, what does that mean? That means that Beisilah said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't have to prepare for Shabbos quite yet. Maybe Thursday, yes. On Thursday, on Friday, I'm sure Kadosh Baruch will give me a great animal, a great bottle of wine, a great cake, and therefore you didn't have to buy every single day. But Hashem's going to help me, do it in the proper time in its proper day. Tani Namihachi B'Shami Omrim B'Chad B'Shivcha Lishvatecha Beisilah Omrim Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lanu B'Chad, meaning you. Even from the beginning of your dwelling should be for Shabbos. The Mishnah says every day is its own thing, and don't worry about it until you get to Shabbos, something like that. Umichilta acheres, we have another brisa. Shamay Hazakin Omer Zechira ad shelo tavo. Shamay Hazakin says you should remember Shabbos in anticipation before it comes. Shmira mishatavo, and you should guard it once it arrives. Right, Zachar says Shamay Hazakin is referring to before Shabbos. It's like a gra, like a similar kind of idea, I think. Zachar means before Shabbos, and Shmira means on Shabbos itself. Umayis b'Shamay Hazakin shelohei zikaron Shabbos zaz mipiv. And everything Shamay Zakin was saying, it was Shabbos was on his lips. Ah, got a nice new belt. I'll save it for Shabbos. Oh, this is a nice whatever, nice new set of dishes. Let's save it for Shabbos. So the idea that Rashi is quoting, that even from Sunday you're thinking about, oh, this is for Shabbos, that's for Shabbos, that was Beis Shammai, that was Shammai. It's always confusing. Beis Shammai is the yeshiva of Shamay Hazakin. So Shamay Hazakin Shita was like Rashi, but la halacha lechori passing like Hillel Hazakin, that it means that only when I don't have to worry about Shabbos until it gets closer to Shabbos. Okay, good. But there a pshat. Now says the Rambam, what's the pshat of this pasuk? Zachar is Yom Shabbos lekacho. Omrushi mitzvah, meaning this idea of Shamay. So I think what the Ramban is saying is that Hillel Hazakin didn't fundamentally disagree with Shamay Hazakin. They had a different approach about when you have to start worrying about which meat you're going to have and which wine you're going to have. But does that mean that Hillel Hazakin fundamentally thought you don't have to think about Shabbos on Sunday? So not. So that's what Ramban's about to explain. Everybody agrees with the idea of Shamay Hazakin, but it's more machlokas in terms of bitachon, as opposed to machlokas in terms of getting ready for Shabbos. So says the Mechilta, or says the Ramban, she mitzvah she nizkor tamid b'chol yom es haShabbos shelo nishkachayu v'lo nischali v'lo nibishar yamim. From the very beginning of the week, we have to start remembering Shabbos, and we shouldn't have it become like a regular day. Ki b'zachreinu oso tamid yizkor ma'is separations b'choleis. So this is the Ramban's now saying, this is why, if you look at the very beginning of the Ramban, it ties them together. When we remember Shabbos, we're remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. I think we could say this Ramban in two different ways. Maybe as we get through it, we'll say, I think the Ramban is mashma one way, but I don't know if we really experience Shabbos that way so much, but there's another way of saying it, which maybe we do experience it like, but okay, I'm being cryptic, so hang on. Okay, v'node b'chol eis sheish l'olam borei. We will always be acknowledging that the world is a creator, and as we know from the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, the part that we focused on last week, this is like the purpose of creation, that we're always going to have this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our minds. V'utziva osanu ba'os hazeh. Hashem gave us this sign, this mitzvah of Shabbos. Kamo she'amar, ki osi beinu v'neichem, this is a sign between me and you that I created the world. V'zeh ikar gadol be'emunas hakel. This is like one of the fundamental ideas of our emunah. V'tam l'kadsho. The idea of making it right, zachar es yom ha'Shabbos, l'kadsho. We should remember Shabbos to make it holy. Shehei zichroneinu bo. We should, when we're remembering it, lios kadosh beinin, we should think of it as a holy day. Kmosha amar vikarasa li Shabbos oneg likdosh Hashem echubad, a pasuk in Yeshaya. Whenever remembering Shabbos, it should be a delight, and it should be holy for Hashem and honored. Vatam, what does that mean? Shethei hashvisa beinenu ba'avur shu yom kadosh. We should view this as not a day of rest per se, but it's a day of rest in which we could be in a holier place. To be able to put aside everything that's bothering us about, we're stressing out about who knows what we're going to be doing in the summer, what we're going to be doing next year, what we're going to be doing in life. I don't know. So it says the Ramban, Shabbos is when we kind of put aside all mundane thoughts, all mundane things that preoccupy us, and hevle hazmanim, all the dumb things that we spend, I don't want to be moti laz on humanity, but that heavily has mind that 90% of our energies and thoughts are in stuff that, like, a week later, like, that wasn't really necessary. We didn't really have to focus on that so much. But all this futility. To give us this delight to our souls in the ways of Hashem. Wow, what a beautiful expression. We should go to shiurim, we should go to rabbeim, we should go to tzaddikim, lishmo divrei Hashem, kamo she'ne'amar, like it says malachim, by the Isha Shunamis. Why are you going to the Navi? It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shabbos. Shedargam Kain, that was their minhag. They had to go to Shir on Shabbos. They even go to, they have special Shir programs on Rosh Chodesh. What it says in Rosh Hashanah, Michlal de Chodesh Shabbos, by Lameza. Apparently we see the minhag, what you're supposed to do is go to the Rebbe on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'zeh tam shvisas habehema. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, even your animals should rest. Why? Our animals aren't chayiv in mitzvos. He says, no, we are chayiv in mitzvos. Shlot tehe bilibeinu machshava aleh. We shouldn't even, our animals are, forget about it. You can't even think about it. Don't worry about the fields, don't worry about the animals. It's just, it's mufka. It's totally separated from where you are now. Your mind is supposed to be in a holy place. That's why it says in Gemara and Chulin, Shabbos Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah Shebetorah. That Shabbos, somebody who observes Shabbos properly, or Chalila, is Mechalel Shabbos, somehow that's on the same weight, same scale, as everything else of the Torah. Meaning, whatever, okay, more or less. Kamosha Amr Bavodazara, Mevnei Shabbat Na'id Al Kol Ikari Hamuna Bechidush of Ashkacha V'Nevuah. Because by keeping Shabbos properly, we're testifying to the basics of belief, the Yisodos HaAmuna, about the world was created and Hashem is guiding it, and the idea of Nevuah. Because Hashem gave us the Shabbos, and He's telling us, I created the world, and therefore you're supposed to imitate me. So all these Yisodos of Amuna are given on Shabbos. So I'm just going to, what did I mean before? I think there's two ways of understanding this Ramban, and maybe we don't exactly experience it the way maybe the Pashup Shot is. I think the way the words of the Ramban are telling me, and maybe this is wrong, is that the Ramban is saying that on Shabbos, it's almost like a conscious like focus. That this is the day, I mean, it makes sense. We're making Kiddush, remembering Hashem created the world. So we're telling us if Hashem made the world, it means Hashem exists, Hashem is the creator, Hashem is aware, Hashem gave us those mitzvos. So all these Yisodos HaEmunah are like a part of our Shabbos day, which is absolutely true. And therefore, we should try to do that also. But I don't know that we necessarily do it exactly that way. At least maybe I don't do it exactly that way. But I still think we get to the same goal of the Ramban. What do I mean? I feel like if it's a day where we're not worrying about sports and we're not worrying about what I'm doing in the summer and our focus is the idea, this is a day where I want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to feel a day that's holier than other days, so it gets the same result of being aware of Hashem's presence. Hashem is the creator and the mitzaveh. Not necessarily from like an intellectual, like I thought about that consciously, maybe if we do that, that's great, but at least that's the kind of like the underlying message of Shabbos as it being the holy day that we're supposed to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're learning more Torah, we're going to Shia, we're singing Zemiros, so even though we didn't necessarily think about it consciously, oh, this teaches us Hashem created the world, Hashem observes the world, Hashem gives us mitzvos, but that is, we get to the same point of being close to Hashem, and therefore we're just more aware of those kinds of ideas. So again, I think two ways of saying it, but whatever, I think both are true. Uv Mechilta, it says in the Medrash, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Lote Mone Kedech Shacher Monim. We shouldn't count like the other ones count. El Tehe Mone L'Shem Shabbos. We should be counting towards Shabbos. Upe Rusha. What does this mean? Shagoyim Monin Yimei Hashavua L'Shem Hayamim Atzman. The non-Jews count the days of the week. Each one has its own proper name. But not only that, I don't think the Ramban. Does he even say this point? Right, he says, right. Either they have names of the Misharsim, like the Christians. What does that mean? Or other names. So if you think about, what's Sunday? The sun. What's Monday? Moon. What? The moon. No, it's not that. It's not that. That would be great, but it's not. What's Tuesday? This one, I don't know. Let me know. What's that? Tuesday's Ramban. Very good, very good. I feel, I don't know what Tuesday is. Anyone know? I'm pretty sure that Thursday is Thor. Wednesday, I think there's like a God Wednesday. Is there something? I don't know. All these things are like something to do with like pagan things. So I think that's what it means, the Misharsim, like the sun, the moon, like this. Saturn. Yeah. So says the Ramban that as a the non-Jewish terminology is giving each day its own identity, A, and B, it's even giving it, making this negative kind of way of the Misharsim, like they're giving like a certain koach to like the different forces in the universe, the sun, the moon, etc. As opposed to us, Yisrael, monim kol hayamim l'shem Shabbos, as opposed to us, we are counting every single day towards Shabbos. Echad b'Shabbos, sheni b'Shabbos, right, that's what we do, yom yom rishon l'Shabbos, yom sheni l'Shabbos. Kizu min ha-mitzvah shenitztavinu bo l'zachro tamid b'chol yom, says the Ramban, that is when the Pasuk says, zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho. So says the Ramban, this is like a mitzvah that encompasses our entire existence. Meaning it's supposed to be a day where we're starting from Sunday, we're thinking, oh, you know, this week is beginning, I have a lot of important things to do, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to be able to get at the end of this process towards Shabbos, because Shabbos is where I can focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on His presence, on being in His presence, and therefore, somehow, I don't think the Ramban means Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and therefore, like, the whole purpose of existence is just getting to the next Shabbos. But when we're, if every single day when we're going to our job and we're in the base medrash, when we're dealing, when we're playing ball, we think about, oh, this is the first day, the second day towards Shabbos, that will kind of impact how we do everything. We'll always have, as the Ramban says, this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the purpose of existence in everything we do, because at the end of the day, we're focusing on Shabbos in the back of our minds. Right? That's the Pashup Shad of this Pasuk. When we say this is Yom Rishon, this is Yom Revi, whatever, is Yom Shlishi. So then that is the Pashup Shad of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. The Ramban, I mean, he didn't make it up because it's based on the Chiltas, it's based on Midrashim, but it's not how we usually think about the words in terms of the halachic ramifications. The Ramban, I wouldn't say made up a mitzvah, but called the Makoros and told us there is this mitzvah that we didn't know about, called focusing our entire life day, cycle of weeks on Shabbos. V'zeo pshuto shal mikra, v'kach pirish Rabbi Avram, I think the Ibn Ezra. V'omra ani shizeo midrash shal shamay hazaken, shibirish mitzvah zachar shlotavo, klomar shlotch kachayim mishumpanim, right? And that's why, that's the idea of shamay hazaken, even though he's saying, you know, buy your food, and if you get better food, so switch it out for the better food. But it's really coming from this place of thinking every day of Shabbos. Right, and when the Gemara says, and he would eat every day lechvod Shabbos, that the eating is not the ikker. The ikker is that he thought every day that he's thinking, oh, Shabbos is on the horizon. That's the ikker. And the nafkamina was, if he found something good and then something better, he'd eat the first thing. Hillel, like we said before, Hillel admits fundamentally there's this mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. It's not a machlokas in terms of how we view Shabbos, how we prepare for Shabbos. And the machlokas is in terms of bitachon, hashkacha, something like that. He just had this bitachon in Hashem. I'm thinking about Shabbos, but I don't have to buy anything for Shabbos. When it comes to Thursday and Friday, I'll buy things for Shabbos. Chazal have an additional drasha. They're not coming to replace the pashup shot. They're coming to give an additional level, right? From the lashon of Zachar Yom HaShabbos, likadcho, to sanctify it. Oh, this is everything ties into the Tosefa Shabbos here also, in terms of whatever. What is Tosefa Shabbos? Shenikta Sheukya Bizikarum. We have to sanctify it as in our remembrance. But remember it, sanctify it. Like it says by Yovel, Shuton Kiddush Beistin, Lomar B'Yovel, Mekudosh Mekudosh. That requires this declaration. Yovel is holy. Afkan Tiva Shiniskor Yom HaShabbos because Shenu Oso. We have to remember Shabbos as we sanctify it, as we declare that it's a holy day. Fine. That's the idea of the kacho. We remember it through our bracha. That's only during the day. Yom HaShabbos. How do I know there's a mitzvah at the beginning of Shabbos at night? It's interesting that somehow it's a lashon of the pasuk, but it's more obvious to the medrash we do kiddush during the day. Right? Ayin Sham Nashir and Tosefa Shabbos. Is Kiddush about making Shabbos holy? If it is, it would seem very weird that it's more obvious to make Kiddush during the day. If it's about acknowledging Shabbos as holiness or something like that, we could understand the Sabbath. I mean, fine.
Where I'm is the other way.
Whereas it's the other way in terms of being Mechabed, right? Okay.
Meaning, no, I'm saying it has Havmina first for. It starts like this, and I think it switches.
Switches because the kabbud of Laila Zadif. Right. Yeah, right. Laila, very good. Laila Minayin, how do I know there's a mitzvah at night? Tamud Lomor, Shmartim, it's a Shabbos. Okay, Zeo Kiddush Hayom, Umin HaTorah, Eino Asmachta. Okay, Achanami, says the Ramban. I'm not saying it's an Asmachta, even though the Pshat of the Pasuk is remembering Shabbos throughout your entire week, but this is also the additional, as Rav Shaptosh says, the additional level of interpretation. This is the additional level, which is also the Oraisa of Kiddush. Vekach Amru, Nashim Chayav, Zeo Kiddush Hayom, Dvar Torah, Vezeo Kiddush Halayla. But during the day, it's only the Rabbanan, it's an Asmachta. Fine. Says the Ramban at the end, what we're saying here about Kiddush, maybe the drasha we're more familiar with, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Kol Sheyeshno Bishmira, Yeshno Bizchira, that Shmira is Los Aseis, and Zchira is Aseis, and Kiddush, says the Ramban, that's the drash. Doraisa, but that's the drash. The pshat of the pasuk is remembering Shabbos every single day, starting from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because our entire lives are focused on the messages of Shabbos, that Hashem is the creator and Hashem is guiding us, etc. So just look at this, Rav Soloveitchik, on the flip side for a moment. I apologize, it got a little bit choppy, but you should just know, whatever. I'm not gonna say this is like two different sides of the paper. So it was a little, I had to do it and then cut it out and then put them together. Like this is this page. And the other half is this page, whatever, you know, we do what we can. So says the Ramban over here, the Jew unceasingly seeks, indeed craves Kedusha. This is from the On the Love of Torah. right? And Torah. Ramban explains that the preface to the Shir Shel Yom is always is the first, etc., day in the Shabbos cycle, because the Jew counts each day with longing, anxiously awaiting the arrival of Shabbos. In a similar vein, it's explained in Sefer Achinuch that the counting of the Omer reflects the Jew's awareness that the goal of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, was the receiving of the Torah. And by counting the days, the Jew demonstrates his impatient longing for Torah. Similarly, the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos, of ushering in the Shabbos some small time before its obligatory commencement at sunset, exemplifies the Jew's impatient yearning for Kedusha. The search for Kedusha is really a search for the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Real Kedusha is found only when he spreads the shelter of his peace over us. I don't know exactly what that's like. The Gemara relates that once Yom Kippur was not properly observed in Narda, and God explained it was because Lefetach Chatas Roveitz, at the entranceway, the sin is crouching. In order to experience Yom Kippur, what does it mean? At the entranceway, if you don't want to have chait, so you have to make sure that the Pesach is properly prepared. What does that mean? In order to experience Yom Kippur properly, adequate preparation is needed. We start preparing on Rosh Chodesh, Elul, and gradually ready ourselves for Yom Kippur. During Elul, we must climb a steep mountain. Yom Kippur is the summit, the apex, the day of reconciliation. Fine, etc., etc., etc. Einstein, you can read the whole piece. But says Rav Soloveitchik, this idea of this mitzvah, the way the Ramban is describing it, is really because it's not just remembering Shabbos. I mean, it's what we've been saying when we're reading the Ramban. It's not remembering Shabbos per se. It's what Shabbos represents. I think, like I said before, for the Ramban himself, it seems like Shabbos is, you could say it's more like these intellectual beliefs that Hashem is the creator, and Hashem is the guide, and Hashem is the mitzvah. But I think also the Ramban would be modeh. Another way of explaining the Ramban is the way Rav Soloveitchik kind of is presenting it here. What it really represents, what Shabbos really represents, is Kedusha, which is really a search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And therefore, throughout our entire week, we have that awareness that today is the first day, second day, third day, getting ready for Shabbos, because we already, even in our mundane, can never kind of put aside the ultimate tanug that a person can have of being close to Hashem, which is experienced on Shabbos. Therefore, so the Ramban, like he said at the end of Parshas Bo, the purpose of creation is to live our entire life with that awareness of Hashem's presence. So then that's the ofi. What did we say ofi was? The mahus. That's what the mahus is of the mitzvah of Zachar Siyama Shabbos Lakacha. That everything we're doing throughout the entire week is always with that awareness that Shabbos is on the horizon. Okay, Adkan.